1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Movie Tavern by Marcus. This new year, purchase a 2020 Ultimate Popcorn Tub. Unlimited popcorn for only $4.95 every visit for the whole year. Because movies never tasted so good.
And now your Romoist sports reporter, Tim Murray. Hey.
You guys going to be paying me like Tony Romo?
No. Come on.
Well, let me hear the numbers first before I tell you yes or no. I'd like some... like to know.
He will be making $17 million per year.
Over at CBS.
Over at CBS.
For
staying put.
He does a lot of games. He does a couple a week for a while there during the season, right?
Yeah, he'll do when they have the Thursday nighters. Yeah. He'll do two a week.
There's probably a Thanksgiving Day game, and then is he contractually obligated to do a Sunday game on Thanksgiving and some playoff games? Okay, so
he's probably doing 20, upwards of 25 games.
How does that match up to his football money?
It's a good question.
He won't get a concussion.
In 2013,
so
he
better
made,
than?
Yes.
He could fall down some stairs.
What if Jim Nantz hit him in the head so hard he did get a concussion during a game?
Be pretty impressive.
Romo, you magnificent bastard. Smack.
According to SpotRack, which is some website that tracks all of people's contracts, in his 14-year career, he only had two seasons north of $17 million.
That's still pretty good.
He made $127
million. That's a nice career. That is a nice career.
And this contract, according to the New York Post, they reported this on Friday, is significantly more than 5 years, which means the total value for his contract will well surpass $100 million.
So he makes more than Al Michaels. He makes more than Jim Nantz.
Makes more than anybody.
He makes more than Chris Collinsworth, Booger McFarland.
Oh, yep.
Dan Fouts.
Romo's new contract with CBS will pay him around $17 million, as we've talked about, which is more than double the previous NFL high of $8 million per year. Anyone?
Wait a minute. That was the high before, $8 million, and he's at 17?
Correct. Do you know who?
They
doubled.
More than double.
Yes. Who had it before? I like Brian's guess. John Madden.
Ding. Got it. Yeah, hit that damn bell.
No, no, who else would be? Because I think Frank Caliendo decides who the highest paid is by doing an imitation.
Tony
of
Kornheiser.
Oh, we
when
have
he was doing
some
Monday Night Football.
We have some Frank for you a little bit later on.
Right. Yeah. Ooh, a radio tease.
I would have thought maybe Gruden was making a pile over at ESPN when he was doing.
That's a good call. I would think he would have been making a lot too.
Because I thought he's not going
to. According to the New York Post, the NFL high was John Madden. I would have thought he would have made $10 million too.
And if you had asked me 5 years ago, you think John Gruden will ever leave the booth, I would have said no. It's much easier than coaching. Like guys like Cowher, and you know, they get on TV. It's like, no, this is fine. I'm good here.
Gruden was making $6.5 million a year before leaving for the Raiders. And Troy Aikman reportedly makes $7.5 million per year.
Romo was that much better than Aikman and Joe Buck.
Why are you doing this?
I can't believe
this. Let me ask you this question.
I liked it when Romo was telling everyone what was going to happen in a play.
This is what we always do when Jared Goff is not the best.
We don't sound
it's
like
when,
that. We don't sound like that.
I'm not saying you guys say that. It's everybody.
We do.
Let's hear it again.
In this town where I live, Washington, Kirk Cousins is not worth that much money. He's not the top five quarterback.
Don't you have anyone who talks like
morons.
This?
Morons, have you ever taken an economics class?
No, it's supply and demand. I hear what you're saying about Kirk Cousins, and I like him, but I just don't know if we can spend that kind of money on him.
Sure.
Don't you have anyone who delivers it like that?
And then you say, okay, well, then he'll leave, and who's replacing him? And then the Redskins have had crap, and CBS would have lost him to ESPN.
So...
I don't know if he's
set of questions over.
I don't know
who
if he's worth
seven.
I don't know if he's. I don't know. Who's their number two guy?
Who is number two over at CBS? What's their second announced team? I'm not
Kevin
even
Harlan
sure.
and Trent Green, I think. Does that sound right?
I don't tune into a game depending on who's calling it. I tune into a game because it's a football game.
Right. If it's
now, I understand.
If it's the Patriots and Chiefs at 4:25 my time, 3:25 your time on Sunday, are you going to say, "Oh, Tony Romo's calling this game. Let's turn it on."
But
so I've had that argument about Monday Night Football. We've been doing this thing forever, which is, "Oh, I can't watch Monday Night Football. It's just." It's like, no, you're going to watch it if it's a good broadcast, if it's a good teams.
I'm more worried about how many angles am I going to get, you know, viewing it. Because I could watch a game with the sound down and figure out what's going on. I mean, it may not get all the intricacies or the sideline reporter or something like that. But
I think Ian Eagle and Dan Fouts are the number
Is that
two
number two?
Team.
Okay.
Then Greg Gumbel, Trent Green,
Greg
Kevin
Gumbel.
Harlan, Rich Gannon.
Greg Gumbel used to be
the guy.
They're number one, right? And then Nance went into the booth, and he became number one. So it just seems like a lot of money. But if you don't pay it to him, NBC or
ESPN is going to get him.
Or Fox may grab him. You know, and then poor Jim Nance is stuck with who?
I don't think Fox is going to get him. I think it was all about ESPN. ESPN wanted him. And they didn't get him. And now the funny thing is, as the New York Post points out, sources have said it has an alternative plan as to how it will remodel its Monday Night Football booth. So, I don't know.
Was ESPN going to make a run at him?
Oh, that's the whole reason. ESPN was going hard at Tony Romo. They were going to pay him north of $10 million bucks a year.
Well, CBS stepped up and said, oh, yeah, 10, that's nice, but 17 beats that.
We're network TV.
Yeah.
We will give him the big money. So, hey, I don't know, old Boog there can't feel too great about him. So it's like a free agency when you're like, your team is going after a big-name player at your position, then they don't get him. Like, hey, bud, yeah, we liked you all along, you know?
I think Booger is replaceable if you were that unhappy and said, well, I'm not coming back. I'm not going to do that if you're looking to replace me. I think he is completely replaceable.
If you're Boog, do you have – I don't think it's your choice.
We sat through a season.
I'll put it that way. I don't think it's his choice.
You know
choice.
What? I kind of take that back now thinking about this. Now that I think about it, we do tune in for the announcers. Jason Witten was unlistenable.
He
was horrible in the booth.
Tony Romo is worth $17 million.
Okay.
Because he's not – Spiro Deeds or
Spiro Deedus.
Deedus or Adam Archuleta. Here we go.
I guess one has to ask themselves, a $30 tie or a $30 mustache?
This is during a Bills Bills Lions game.
Okay, Bills Lions.
Bills Lions game.
All right.
They're talking about neckties.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Talking about neckties.
I guess one has to ask themselves, a $30 tie or a $30 mustache? Like, what's it going to be, right? Can we get you to grow the stash next week? I could probably squeeze out maybe a Dirty Sanchez. Not really a full stash. I guess one has to ask themselves, a $30 tie or a $30 mustache? Like, what's it going to be, right? Can we get you to grow the stash next week? I could probably squeeze out maybe a Dirty Sanchez. Not really a full stash.
I don't know if that's worth $17 million a year, but...